Palma de Mallorca, where the cathedral outshines everything else on the island. A historic cathedral by the sea, narrow winding streets, and the specific warmth of a Mediterranean afternoon that lingers long into the evening. Palma de Mallorca is a destination that balances the energy of a major tourist hub with the quiet dignity of an ancient Mediterranean capital. Located on the southern coast of the island of Mallorca, the city is defined by its massive sandstone cathedral and its intricate historic center. For those visiting, Palma provides a sense of continuity, a place where the Roman, Moorish, and Christian layers of history are still visible in the stone walls and public squares. The city is known for its long days and its connection to the sea. Unlike many ports where the experience feels rushed, the standard schedule in Palma allows for a more relaxed pace. It is a city that invites you to spend the morning exploring its grand monuments, the afternoon resting in a shaded plaza, and the evening walking along the waterfront as the light changes. The port and arrival logistics. One of the primary advantages of visiting Palma as part of a cruise itinerary is the accessibility of the city from the water. The port is located very close to the center of the action. Walking. When the ship docks, you are within a reasonable walking distance of the main historic district. The walk from the cruise terminal to the cathedral takes about 30 to 40 minutes along a wide, flat promenade that runs parallel to the harbor. This route offers a great view of the various yachts and sailing vessels that call Palma home. For those who prefer to save their energy for the city center, local buses and taxis are also available at the pier. Standard schedule. Palma is typically one of the longer stops on a Mediterranean circuit. Ships often arrive between 9 o'clock a.m. and 10 o'clock a.m. and do not depart until 10 o'clock p.m. This extended time frame is significant because it allows you to see the city in two different lights. You can experience the busy sunlit hours of the morning and stay long enough to see the city transition into its vibrant evening atmosphere. The late afternoon phenomenon. A unique characteristic of the climate in Palma is the atmospheric shift that occurs in the late afternoon. Around 5 o'clock p.m., it is common to experience a hot, dry wind that carries the warmth of the Sahara Desert across the Mediterranean. This wind, known locally for its heat, changes the energy of the city. It marks the transition from the peak heat of the day to the beginning of the evening. While the wind is warm, it is also a reminder of the island's geographic proximity to the North African coast. This is the perfect time to find a shaded spot in one of the city's many courtyards, or to enjoy a cold drink while watching the palm trees react to the sudden change in temperature. Exploring the historic districts. The heart of Palma is a maze of streets that were designed centuries ago to keep the interior cool and protected. The Old Town, Casco Antiguo. This area is located behind the cathedral and is largely pedestrian. It is famous for its hidden patios and grand townhouses. Many of these buildings feature heavy wooden doors that open into beautiful shaded courtyards filled with plants and stone arches. Wandering through these streets without a map is one of the best ways to discover the smaller boutiques and local bakeries that characterize the city. Santa Catalina. Once a traditional fishing village, Santa Catalina has become one of the most popular neighborhoods for food and social life. It centers around a vibrant indoor market where you can find fresh local produce and tapas stalls. The streets here are lined with low-rise houses and a wide variety of international and local restaurants, offering a slightly more modern and bohemian vibe than the historic center. La Lanja. This small district near the waterfront is named after the 15th-century maritime trade exchange building located there. It is a dense area of narrow alleys that comes alive in the evening. The architecture here is exceptionally well-preserved, and the area is packed with small bars and eateries that stay busy late into the night. Landmarks and cultural sites. La Seu, Palma Cathedral. This Gothic cathedral is the most iconic building in the Balearic Islands. It sits on a cliff overlooking the harbor, and its sheer scale is impressive from any angle. The interior features a massive rose window and architectural contributions from Antoni Gaudí. Because of its position, The light inside the cathedral changes dramatically throughout the day, particularly during the morning hours. Royal Palace of La Almudaina. Located directly next to the cathedral, this palace was originally a Moorish fortress, before being converted into a residence for the Mallorcan monarchs. It is still used by the Spanish royal family for official ceremonies. The palace gardens and the blend of Islamic and Gothic architectural styles provide a fascinating look at the island's complex history. Belver Castle. Situated on a hill about 3 kilometers west of the city center, this is one of the few circular castles in Europe. It offers the most complete panoramic view of the Bay of Palma and the surrounding mountains. The climb to the castle is steep, but it is accessible by local bus or taxi for those who want to see the city from above. S. Baluarte Museum. This contemporary art museum is built into the old city walls. It houses a significant collection of modern and contemporary art, with a focus on artists from the Mediterranean region. The museum's terraces are open to the public and offer great views of the harbor and the cathedral, making it a good spot for a quiet break. Practical considerations. Mallorca is a very safe and tourist-friendly destination. The local language is Catalan, specifically a dialect known as Mallorquí, but Spanish and English are spoken nearly everywhere in the city. While the city is walkable, the cobblestones in the old town can be uneven, so comfortable shoes are necessary. Because of the long port stay, it is a good idea to plan for a midday break to avoid the peak heat, especially before the hot Sahara wind arrives in the late afternoon. The local currency is the euro. Prices in Palma are generally consistent with other major Spanish cities, though the restaurants directly facing the cathedral or on the main plazas will carry a premium. For a more authentic and affordable experience, look for the smaller cellars or traditional restaurants in the back streets of the old town. Palma de Mallorca is a city that feels established and comfortable. It does not rush its visitors, and the generous port hours allow you to settle into the local rhythm. From the morning light hitting the sandstone of the cathedral to the hot desert wind of the afternoon and the lively energy of the evening, the city provides a full and satisfying Mediterranean experience. The cathedral in Palma was built to be seen from the sea. When you arrive by ship, you are seeing the city exactly as it was intended to be viewed hundreds of years ago.